Well, I'm here with Dr. Harry Hagopian, and we've just been watching the Pope's speech during his visit to Yad Vashem, the Shoah Memorial in Jerusalem. Very moving it was too, Harry. What are your initial thoughts?
Well, extremely moving. I was moved beyond expectation. I mean, we just watched it 5 minutes ago, and I just happened to be sitting with you in front of the television, and then they were broadcasting this particular poignant event. And to see a German pope, born and raised in Bavaria in southern Germany, speak with a distinctly Germanic accent and apologize almost humbly. And I use the word apologize not necessarily in the sense of saying I'm sorry, but in the sense of feeling for all those who died during the Jewish Holocaust. And then talking also about all forms of prejudice, denouncing all forms of prejudice, saying that the church stands with the marginalized. I think with people who are being targeted or discriminated against because of religion, because of race and color, I think it was extremely powerful and extremely moving. And it still hasn't sunk in because I'm still processing what he's saying. It's too fresh in my mind. And this is not really commentary or analysis. This is just a reaction to something that wasn't meant to be necessarily a media circus, because that wasn't the aim of the Pope. It was clearly a very personal, emotional message that he wanted to send out. Yet the power of those words would go well beyond the walls of the Yad Vashem Memorial Holocaust Center into the wider world. And it would basically say, we need to fight against hatred, we need to root out hatred, we need to root out such tragedies so that they don't occur again. Now, you and I, James, know that this is going to happen, and it is happening today. We hear of Darfur, we hear of other parts of the world where human beings kill other human beings. But the fact that he was saying that we need to pray and work tirelessly against these acts of genocide and the Holocaust being such a horrific example of it, I think that in itself is a very strong message, as much as a very appropriate way of beginning the pilgrimage by setting the context of what comes from now on within the setting he has in Israel and later in Palestine.
I was personally very struck by the humility, the sincerity of the message, as you say, not playing to any gallery whatsoever, just purely what the Holy Father wanted to say. I was interested in the way he spoke about names. You cannot take away a name, i.e., you can never forget. What did you make of that?
Well, I think that was more powerful even than you would guess for me personally, and I'll tell you why. On the one hand, the humble but very powerful emotional aspect of what he said, and I was also struck by his quotation from the Book of Lamentations. I love the Book of Lamentations. It's got a certain gravitas, a certain reflection to it that makes you think. I thought that was strong, but when he talked about names, I personally remembered my own grandfather, because my grandparents fled the Armenian genocide during World War I from Ottoman Turkey then. And my grandfather used to sit me on his lap and say, you know what, Harry? A lot of our relatives died during the Armenian genocide, but I will never forget their names, and I will never have their memories deleted from my mind. So in a sense, what he said today, what the Pope said today, didn't only have some sort of an abstract or emotive value to me. It had a very personal value to me, because I remembered my grandfather saying almost the same words about the Armenians who died during the Armenian genocide. And the Holy Father was saying this today about all those 6 million Jews that died during the Holocaust. So it was very powerful and very emotional, and I hope it will go a long way toward setting the trend for the relationship that the Pope and the Catholic Church have both with the Jewish people as well as with the Muslim people.
Harry, for now, thank you very much.